We pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
No, there's not.
Okay, approval of October 15th and November 12th, 2025, town board minutes.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Any additions or corrections to the minutes?
Wasn't there corrections made?
Clerk call the roll.
Dodge.
Aye.
Juliano.
Aye.
Kane.
Aye.
Wrzynski.
Aye. Approval for November 14th, special town board minutes. Any additions or corrections?
What was really done there?
There was corrections though.
Yeah, we already did all that.
Okay. Motion to approve bills.
I'll make a motion to approve the bills.
I'll second.
Dodge.
Aye.
Juliano.
Aye.
Kane.
Aye.
Wrzynski.
Aye. Assessor report. Codes officer report.
We're up near about 60 permits this year. Inspections still going on. This is officially my last meeting. I'll be retiring at the end of the month. But I will get the state mandated report for 2025 done in January once they put it out there. That'll be taken care of. Until you find somebody to replace me, if an emergency jumps up, just give me a call.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it.
I want to thank all the boards for almost 25 years.
You've been great over the years that we've worked with.
All treated me very well.
Thank you, Phil.
I'm going to miss you greatly, Phil.
Thank you, Phil.
I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil.
Really appreciate it, sir.
Highway report. I guess that's not going to happen. He's all playing. Planning board, NIT report.
So for the, we did have one application by Stark Development, which is actually Utica Roofing. So there was an application, and we hope to have that on probably, I think, the January 7th. We have a public hearing on that. That's in the business park, by the way.
Okay.
And let's see what else we had. So that was planning. As long as I'm up here, as far as IT, our town computers have been, I guess, Barb, we say that they're decent now. We're pretty much at a good point.
Yeah.
They do have a managed IT services. Only because I don't have the time to devote fully to patching the and updating everything. But they do have for a monthly fee for all three computers, which would be the town supervisors, the town clerk, and the town deputy clerk. It would be $66 a month for support for that. And that would include antivirus support.
Do you recommend we do that?
What's that?
Do you recommend that we do it?
I do. Again, I could do it if I had the time, but I don't have the time to devote to it.
Is this a company that comes in and does that for you?
Yep. So this is CCNY Tech. They're local. They used to be out of Schuyler here. Okay. Scott Flutie.
What's the name of the company?
CCNY Tech.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, the same. Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Yep. So they're familiar with the system. They're the ones that.
$66. You can't go wrong.
That's what I figured, Barb. So, all right. So, I don't know if you wanted to have a motion to approve that as a monthly fee.
I'll
Motion to approve.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Hatch.
Aye.
Aye.
Kane.
Aye.
Wozinski.
Aye.
Yep, that's all that I had. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Zoning Board of Appeals report. New application for Acadia Energy.
Yes, Mr. Bill Gaetano came to see us with Acadia Energy to, he's looking to put a solar farm, 30 acres of his land, 7.5 megawatt, wasn't it? And we didn't approve anything yet. A few things. Herkimer County Planning Board was requesting the Stormwater Pollution and Prevention Plan, the Long Seeker, and the Decommissioning Plan. But we, as the town, I suggest that we hire an engineer for consultant and an attorney at the expense of Mr. Gaetano. And we're looking to hire MRB Group for consulting engineer to look over the project. This is just obviously to protect the town, make sure everything's all legit and all that. And the attorney, we're going with this recommended attorney from German Flats that they used that said was good. His name is Knauf, K-N-A-U-F, Shaw, S-H-A-W. And Jeff is going to call these two individuals to set up, a meeting with them. And like I said, it'll be at the cost of Mr. Gaetano. So
they put up a bond for that? Or?
Nothing has been done yet. They kind of pushed me a little to make a motion to, and I said, no. We didn't approve anything yet until our people look it over and they have that, I said, that plan, that paperwork for the county, that the county wants. So that's not, yeah, we'll do the bond and all that later.
Okay.
We're not even at that point. We haven't even approved, even though they wanted us to. I said, no, we're not comfortable doing that at this time. So we don't have another meeting as of yet. They have to really get their information to the county. And then I'm assuming once they do that, they'll contact us, Jeff. And like I said, we'll hire the two, the engineer and the attorney.
We went through this years ago, and we've got something on file with the guidelines for it.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So, that's what we've got to follow. That's what we
right. Follow. And we are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The ordinance right here, I think you all should have got one in your mailbox. Yep.
So,
yes.
One thing I was going to ask is that basically the fee is up to you, correct?
Correct.
And I'm asking, it says right here, depends on whether you feel that we're in need, and given the fact that we'd like to develop this new park on Woods Lane,
mm-hmm.
I would ask that you give us serious consideration.
Well, it says here the fee will be $7,000 per acre for acreage, which would be $210,000, and I don't see any reason not to go with that. It's in here. I don't.
We're going to stick with that thing.
I don't see why we shouldn't.
Thank you.
It's in here. The rules, in my eyes. So.
One thing I'd just like to ask you is, it's important. It's unprecedented. What you do for one, you're going to have to do for everyone on the road.
So. And that's why I stick to what's here. So then I don't have to worry about it later on. Okay. Well, I'm just doing my job that you hired me for. The town, I work for the town. I'm going to look out for the town.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Supervisor report, Mitch.
Don't go along.
things.
I just don't.
Angela DeMichael, our new attorney.
No, our new
judge, excuse me, asked for $114 per night for judge's school.
I'll offer a motion that we pay that.
I'll offer a motion that we pay that.
No, from Eric Kane. Eric Kane, you have said that, and Eric Kane is offering a motion that we pay that.
And I will second that motion.
And Barb will call the roll.
What are you talking about?
We have to send Angela DeMichael to school.
Angela for school.
Oh, okay, okay.
But it's $114 per day.
What's her total, $500 and something dollars?
$544.
Okay, all right.
You totaled it up.
Who made the motion?
I did. I was coordinating with her.
Oh, you're in that, oh, okay.
Okay, Dodge.
Aye.
Juliana.
Aye.
Kane.
Aye.
Rozinski.
Aye.
Meeting with Deerfield went well for the water main. Anybody have any comments on that?
Yes, I got some input from Phil Sacco. He came and see me. He's going to check into each EDU from Deerfield and see if there's a pressure relief valve on every water line coming into the residence before the meter. That's important to see if they are there or not. He met with Assemblywoman Marianne Buttonshine as far as funding for Deerfield and Oneida County to help with this project, and they are very willing to do so. We have to find out what the hard number is first, and then we can go after extra funding for that.
That's for Deerfield.
For Deerfield. They've explored the service areas to add on to them to bring the EDUs down on our end, possibly. And they're going over that with their attorney. And they're going to be contacting C2AE for a cost quote on a map plan to try to accommodate us. So they've been really cooperative with us and positive, and we're hoping for the best.
Sound to me like it was a very good meeting. Do you think so, Dan?
Yes, very, very positive.
Yeah.
Any other comments on that?
No, sir.
Meeting with the Mohawk Valley Economic Development District regarding Wood Lane Park grant. That went very well also.
I think you're going to meet again with
Sunshine Jenkins. Yeah.
Yes, we have a meeting coming up with Sunshine.
The money that we applied for is available, and we have to go through the next step. But it looks good.
Kirkmore IDA is still working on East Schuyler Water.
That's basically just a statement, and we'll continue.
MS4 report completed and submitted to DEC. That was done this week.
Anything? No comment? We can throw them.
We're considering the elimination of the town clerk's Monday evening hours.
Who wants to do that? You want to get rid of your hours on Monday nights, Bart?
I'm sorry?
It says on here, consider elimination of town clerk's Monday night evening.
Nobody comes in. Nobody. Or you could put by appointment between 5 and 6.
Okay.
During when the tax bills go out, do people come in then, like in January?
Not really.
Because this is new, can we table this and deal with it at the year-end meeting?
How many hours do you come in on Monday?
Just one.
I'm here at 7:30 in the morning.
Evening hours.
Oh, evening hours. I'm usually here, I leave the house at 4:30, so I'm here before 5.
So how long are you here for?
1 hour.
1 hour.
And like I said,
5 to 6.
To the rest of the board, because we're just being hit with this. Could we wait to the year-end meeting to make a decision on this? Is that okay with the rest?
Certainly.
They agree.
Got to think about it a moment, because the only concern I have is, I know, thinking about my own family, for me, I don't give a rat's patoot, I can pay my taxes anytime. Like my daughter, it's very hard for her to get down here. My people at work, it's very nice to have somebody there that one night a week, pay their taxes.
Well, then make it by appointment.
Like I said, why don't we wait till the year-end meeting, we'll make a decision on that.
Okay.
Set organizational meeting.
Set organizational meeting, appointment.
We're gonna table that, Barb.
Oh, gonna table it.
Until the year-end meeting.
Okay.
Which we're gonna set.
Just about to set it right here.
Set organizational meetings, appointments.
That's December 30th. 5:30.
As well as the year-end meeting, same night with the fire contract and animal shelter.
And what we'll do also, we will sign a few bills too, so that we can get them paid for the end of the year.
Okay.
The fire contract, I got it all done. I think the animal shelter, you get in touch with the Herkimer, and they give you the paperwork.
And he's gotta come in and sign, John Buchan, right?
I'm sorry?
He's gotta come in and sign the fire contract.
Yeah.
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 So we need a motion.
So we're gonna do that December 30th?
Yes.
At 5:30?
Yes.
Is that good for everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Dodge.
Aye.
Giuliani.
Aye.
Kane.
Aye.
Rosinski.
Aye.
Revision of employment policy.
Yes, revision of employment policy.
Mark, you've been working with us on it, you got any?
So, I've been asked to review the employment policy to try to make it clear, clarify anything that's not clear and updated. So, Mark, I have a question for you. Tell me, who actually writes the payroll check?
Who writes them?
Who writes them? Who physically puts them? I mean, is there a cup you do it, or is it done by it?
No, we have ADP that does it.
Okay. And how do they get the information as to what to put on the check?
You mean the hours?
Yeah.
They give, I give them to them.
So if they give, let's say somebody works 48 hours.
Yeah.
And the 8 hours could be double time.
The only thing I do is Wendy, Mary Ann, Wendy, Mary Ann, and Andrea. That's the only three I do. Highway does highway.
Okay. So the ones you do, does anybody ever work overtime, or
no?
Is it always just the same?
No.
So if highway submits to you somebody worked 48 hours, and the 8 hours over 40, whether it's double time or time and a half, that would come from the highway department?
Yes.
He would tell you whether
it's
a holiday or
overtime? Yes. He controls that.
Okay. I've got this employment policy from January 1st, 2013. Is that the latest one?
That's the latest one, yeah.
Is that the one you work off from?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. I have a couple questions now.
Okay.
So this one, according to this policy, the health insurance, the employee contributes 5% of premium. But this document that I have says it's 15%.
It's 15, not 5. Well,
this one says 5.
Let me see.
I mean, somebody wrote on it, but it's 5. And I just know, do you know when or how that got changed?
I have no idea. Who's writing this?
I wrote on it, but the type part is the original. Do you have anybody have a clean one? The clean one, I wrote the one in front of it because that's we were trying to change it.
All right, where do you see?
The word circle that says 5%.
Where is it? I don't see it. Okay.
Right here. The original document says
that's 15%.
I wrote the one in front of it.
It's always been 15.
It's always been 15?
Absolutely.
Okay. Very from the very beginning?
Yeah.
President? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it should be 50. Yes?
It's 15, yes. Okay. Right now, but even that's
okay.
Low.
Yeah. All right. If an employee waives the health insurance, a non-elected employee, regular employee, who's not elected, waives the health insurance, how much do they get? How much do they receive?
I think it's 30, isn't it 30%, and what's on there?
Well, this one says 34, and then this thing says 26 over here.
When did you get all these different things from?
I don't know, they were given to me, and I'm trying to sort it out to figure out where it's supposed to be.
Did you do this?
That came from, I think, from Anthony, maybe? That was from last year, because it's for 25 payroll.
Because it says 15%, but then it says
26%. And I see on the bottom, it says 26% out here.
So which one are you using?
34.
34? So
yeah.
Is that the number that, can you provide that number to the payroll people?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So.
Okay, you want this back?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
So is, who is elected who opts not to get the health insurance?
Who is elected that doesn't get
the health insurance? What elected official doesn't get the health insurance?
What elected official?
Yeah.
That would be me.
Well, anybody else?
And John.
Well, what about Christie?
Who?
Christie, the judge. Dale Christie.
Yeah, he gets it, he gets it.
So the amount for this past year is about $1,000 a month for the health insurance. Is that about right?
Let me see.
Yeah. Is that about the right amount?
Yeah, looks right.
Right, so the elected official should get about $340 a month. Somewhere.
No.
How would you compute that?
Well, if somebody's married.
But elected, if you go to the next page, elected official, that's, it's based on the same order.
Let's see.
It's the next page over there on the bottom. Over
this
the,
one here?
This, no, this page, I'm sorry, right here. This one, that gives the idea, that gives the amount that's supposed to be reimbursed.
Okay, this says 34 here.
34%
okay.
Of what?
If they're married, got a family.
But I'm the elected one, what does it say?
You see the elected one. Elected, 34% of the annual premium charged to the town for single coverage.
So for elected official, you would get 34% of the single cost, right, according to that.
Why would you get single?
Well, that's what it says, doesn't it? Well, read it out loud so we can all get on the same page.
Said elected official, 34% of the annual premium charged to the town for single coverage.
Okay. And that's what it says, correct?
What's that?
That's what it says.
It was always based on if they're married.
Well, where did you get that from? If they're married, because that, if you read that, it says elected official gets 34% of the single rate.
Yeah.
Is there another document, or was there a change to it, or is that the one that we're working from?
I was always told that it was on, if they're married, they're married. If they don't have the insurance, they don't want the insurance, and they get 34% of a husband and wife.
But that's not what it says.
No, it doesn't. I never saw
based
this.
Based on what it says, the elected official should be getting how much for this past year, how much a month?
Well, what's the policy?
It's about $1,000 a month.
For a married person?
No, for a single person. That's the single rate.
Single monthly premium effective, $899. Only $302.29. That's what it's supposed to be? $889?
Well, and so for this year, look at the next one down, that'd be this. It's about $1,000 a month with that, correct?
Okay, I see that, $1,000 a month, so it's $340.
So it should be $340. That's what the elected official should get.
That's what the elected official should get.
Okay, so how much did Christie get last year?
I don't know what Christie got. What's it get, $200, $300? Wait a minute, I'll tell you in 1 second. See, you singled me out, huh? I don't see Christie on this list.
Okay, well, according to this, he got $240 a year. Do you know where that comes from? Who would have told the payroll company to give them $240?
It's always been like that. He's,
he always gets $240?
Yeah.
Well, if it's 34% of the salary, shouldn't that be $240?
Yeah, if it's 34%, yeah.
So which is it, 34 or is it 26?
Make it 34.
Well, what, which number do you use?
What?
When you send to the payroll company.
I don't, it just stays the way it is until they change the hospital plan or whatever.
No, when you tell them how much to reimburse someone who's elected official who's waived, they waive health insurance. According to that, they get 34% of the single rate. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what this says.
Yep.
So when the payroll company adds that amount to their paycheck, who gives them the amount to add?
It's standard. They have one figure that they work with all year long.
Well, where did they get the number from?
From the previous payroll, I imagine.
Well, who gave them the number for the previous payroll? Somehow or other, somebody had to give them the number.
Okay, could be me. Could be me.
And so how much should you be getting every month after that?
How much
should you be getting? You waived the health insurance, right?
Right.
How much should you be getting a month for waiving health insurance according to the policy?
Well, for single, it's only going to be what, $200-$300?
Well, $340.
$340.
If it's three, how much are you getting?
I'm getting close to six.
And how long?
For a husband and a wife.
How long have you been getting close to six?
For about a year, 2 years maybe.
For 2 years?
Yeah.
And why would that be different from what Christy gets? Because
he's single. I'm married.
And I don't mean to belabor this, but on that policy that you told us you worked on, the 2013 policy, it says that the reimbursement is 34% of the single rate for elected officials.
Whatever.
Is that right? Then that's what it says.
It says 34% of the single coverage for the elected official.
It could be roughly $340 a month.
But any place you go to work, they always cover the husband and the wife.
No, I'm asking you about that.
What?
That's a waiver. If you get the insurance, it covers husband and wife. But if you waive it according to that, you get 34% of the single, whether you're married, single, or have a family.
Well, I guess you're right.
I'm just asking you. How much should, when Lucenti was getting, he waived too, didn't he?
He what?
Lucenti waived. He waived the coverage.
Right, right.
So how much did he get?
I don't know what he was getting. I don't know.
Who would tell the payroll company how much to give him?
The payroll company?
Well, you said they write the checks.
They write the checks, and that's correct.
The hours from you?
Yes.
Did you get the amount of the reimbursement?
Yes.
Okay.
So if he's single, he would have gotten 34% or whatever it was.
And he should have been getting that from the time that he waived.
I think he did.
Is that what he got?
I believe so, yeah. I don't know. I don't look at their checks.
If it's different from that, then that would be wrong.
I would think, yeah.
Is yours wrong?
Yeah, mine's wrong according to what you're telling me on that.
Well, it's not what I'm telling you, what it says.
Well, I don't think.
Just read it again. Tell
any
me
other place in insurance, well,
it is
elected official. That's the key right there.
Right.
Elected.
And that's what it says. And this is the policy that you use, correct?
Yeah.
Said that in the beginning. That's the one you thought. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
I would like to make a motion to go in the executive session.
I'd like to second that.
Everyone have a good holiday.
You too, Phil.
Thanks again, Phil.
Thanks. Merry
Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Merry Christmas.
Glad you're coming back with us.
You want me to come back? Okay.